Behind every song is a voice, and every voice is a story. The journeys behind the voices brings life to the music that shapes each of us. Brought to you by Visible Music College and in partnership with the largest online Christian music site, New Release Today. This is Behind the Tunes, and I am your host, Austin Black. Together, we will explore those journeys, the journeys behind the artists that shape the landscape of today's music.
We're today on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College Studios with John Allen on All About Him at johnallenmusic.com. Now, John Allen, you are a California guy, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, I've been reading up on California, some fun facts, and you and I talked a little bit before the show started. You're a Dodgers fan, and so congratulations on just picking a great time to be a Dodgers fan.
Thank you, God. But I
learned some other things about California. And so the internet, did you know the internet was started in Los Angeles? Did you know this?
No.
It was some guy, it was four universities, they were connected. Professor at UCLA, he was sending something to somebody at Stanford. And he was supposed to send the word login, L-O-G-I-N, but it crashed halfway through and he just sent low, L-O. That might should have been a sign for us with the old internet at that point. But yeah, so internet, you guys gave us internet there from California.
Man, I didn't know that.
I didn't either. I learned that today, to be honest with you. All right, I do need to know if you're familiar with this. Watermelon snow. Are you familiar with watermelon snow?
No.
Okay.
No.
It's a California thing. There's some kind of algae somewhere. I can't even speak educatedly on it. Some kind of algae which will make the snow look pink in certain places in California. So I was hoping you'd be like, yeah, man, I've had snowball fights and with watermelon snow a bunch of times.
Dude, we have a lot of snow in our mountains, but I rarely go up there. I'm more of a beach cat.
Yeah. Okay, that's fair. All right. Well, let's keep that. Let's keep not much beach, but Beverly Hills. I did not know this. Beverly Hills started as a lima bean ranch. Did you know that? Dude, I was blown away. I was like, what in the world? Then some oil guy got involved, and next thing you know, it's the Beverly Hills we know. So you're almost close to living on a lima bean farm.
Well, that would be exciting.
It'd be different. And two more quickly. You guys are known as the Golden State, but you used to be known as the Grizzly Bear State. Did you know that?
Yes.
Okay. Except you guys killed all the grizzlies. Y'all started killing. They were killing them all.
What happened to humanity, man? We're just hurting people and killing bears.
And bears. The bears are just trying to hang out, you know. In California, they're trying to be on the beach. They're just trying to get some sun, just like you guys. And you're like, no, I got to get them.
I didn't know we were killing the bears. I didn't know that's why we changed.
Yeah, they kept hunting them. The bears were like, we're out of here. We're not standing. You guys are shooting us now. We're getting out of here. And and last but not least, endearingly, the fortune cookie was invented in California.
So, oh, man, I did not know most of these facts.
This show is both fun and educational. So that's how we tab this. Now, the funny thing about the fortune cookie is both Los Angeles and San Francisco take credit. So there's a dispute between the two on who did it.
That's another humanity struggle. We're all taking credit for things.
Right.
We need more humility. Stop killing the bears and increase your humility. It's okay to give other people credit.
Yeah. What if it was they were both giving each other credit? LA's like, no, San Francisco, you take it. No,
you
LA.
But everyone wants some glory, man.
That's right.
I got heaven on my mind. I got people waiting by. Close my eyes and I can see. Dancing on them golden streets. Got me dreaming of the day. Never leave, we get to stay. Till I see that welcome sign. I ain't even gonna lie. I got heaven on my mind, on my mind. grateful that today I am alive, but until the end of time. On our Bibles, brand new iPhones. No wonder why we feel this way. Hey, how you been? It's been a while, and I'm just checking in. I miss the way things used to be back in 2017, and I just miss my friend. Hey, I've been. I've been struggling to find some peace of mind. It's the problem of a nation, and in our generation we're too busy, can't find the time. Are we busy, or is it all a lie? We got done.
with John Allen on Behind the Tunes. John Allen, we're not here to talk about California, as fun as it is. We're going to talk about your story. And what got you into music to begin with?
I have a wonderful mom. She always encouraged the arts in our home. She's a prayer warrior. I grew up in a household where God was everything. There was no option for another lane. And in my opinion, it wasn't legalistic. It was inspiring because she did it in a way that was humble, and she lived her life in a way where I could watch her and know it's the real deal. So that being said, you know, the music was always in our home, but along with film, you know, I've been in love with movies since I was probably three. And I remember watching the Oscars with my parents from a very early age. I mean, we would DVR them, and I would have to watch the next day because it was too late for my bedtime. And into this day, like, I still have Oscar parties at my house, you know, with my friends, and I'm old now. And so that being said, like, art's always been encouraged in our home. My mom sings, and so I could always sing from like a young age. Like, I would sing with her in our house, and started just playing music. And I have a great dad, and he got saved when I was about eight. And, you know, he's always just been someone who supported my life. And so I would say the music has just come with great parents and ultimately the Lord knitting our stories together.
You know, listening to you talk about your mom who cultivated a love for Jesus in a healthy way, but also connecting you with art.
Yeah.
To me, it's a fascinating thing, especially to put it in those terms, because so often we see the opposite, right? Too often we as Christians are wildly uncreative. Because
yeah.
we pull away from those things. Oscar parties, right? You know,
yeah.
watching the Oscars. No, we can't, we got to pull away from this.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, would you say she just really modeled for you how to navigate appreciating the artistic ability of people that God created, even though maybe they don't always act like the God that created them?
Yeah, I believe that the Lord is so much bigger than we think he is sometimes, and he's so much more outside of the box than we like to put him in unintentionally. I don't think a lot of us, I don't think we try to maliciously put the Lord in the box. But like when you think about God, I mean, he really is the first artist. I mean, look at us just existing today. Who woke us up? Who gives us the love for what we love? Who's the person placing the passion in our souls for what we're passionate about? How can we like anything? Who's planting these seeds of wonder inside of us? You know, it has to be the Most High. And you think about space and this infinite God who created the planets and the stars. And then in the midst of being magnificent, he sits in the details of our lives. And so, you know, it's the first artist planting the art inside of his creation. You know, he is the creator. We are his creation, and we create for him. So I think when you look at great parents who just acknowledge that, because I don't think my mom was ever like being deep about it. I believe it was just the Lord kind of knitting all of our stories together. And so I remember even like when Netflix started, and this was back when they would mail you DVDs, and it was such a cool time. Like it was before Redbox. I mean, but this is when DVDs would come to your house. You could order like in two discs or four discs if you paid more. And we would get DVDs. So I remember like my mom putting me on like Hitchcock, and we're watching like, you know, Rear Window and Vertigo, you know, Psycho, and just like being mind blown by storytelling. Just very cool.
I remember somebody recently, and we've kind of on a tangent here, and I love it, but But I appreciate the way you frame this because I think it's important that we recognize the beautiful things that are around us, even in lives that may want to reject God. I often hear, of people that may be kind of in the mainstream world, even musically, and people will want to reject them for different reasons. Oh, Christians don't need to listen to this, listen to that. And I get some things, I understand. But at the same time, the thing I always, this one person has just helped me understand in such a neat way was, every person that has ability, they can reject God with their lives, but if God has given them the ability to sing and they sing, it came from God. Like they're honoring God whether they want to or not, because he's the one that placed the ability in them to do anything that they're able to do. And it just changed the way that I look at all this stuff.
Yeah, man, his handprints are visible if we just choose to look on a lot of what's going on in the world. It's really special.
So you grew up, mom, cultivating the arts, dad cultivating your life as well. At what point were you like, you know what, this music thing, I'm passionate enough about it, I want to do this with my life?
I'm a part of a very special church, and the Lord placed people around me when I was young in this church. And I remember just growing up playing a lot of instruments. So I started off like playing piano and bass and guitar, like electric, acoustic. And my parents just had me like a lot of lessons when I was young. Singing kind of came later. I've said this before, but I'm very inspired by like musicals. I love Broadway. Like you have no idea how excited I am for Wicked for Good to come out this weekend. I'm just my mom and dad took me to see Wicked, the actual play when I was like in elementary school. So I've always been shaped by those musicals, but I was never in musicals. So, like, as you know, like when you're like a young boy, it's kind of hard to express your voice if you're not like in the theater lane, if you're not like in plays. 'Cause I loved Coldplay and I loved Radiohead and I loved Bon Iver, but I didn't know how to really like express myself vocally in a place to sing that wasn't like theater. So like the Lord really used all of that. And in the church where I just really started to love music. I never thought I'd be doing it with my life. I never thought like it wasn't a specific dream. And I really do believe like the Lord's always been the dream. And I've always just been down to complement that with whatever for his glory. And I think in this case, it just happens to be art, which is cool. But yeah, man.
I love it.
Still got a couple problems, never seem to solve them. I keep thinking I'm letting you down. Still ain't making you proud. Still, why am I trying? Spinning my wheels up a 100-mile hill, sliding back down till I'm stuck here in a standstill. But oh, that's when I remember he's working on me. Such a long list of all the times you don't win. Trying to get it right, ain't getting it right. Still, always hating how that feels. But let me tell you, every rebel in the church got a story like yours. Till they read about grace in a verse and a couple red words come alive. And you realize he's working on me. I'm
when I'm hurting. My God's still working when I'm reaching, when I'm searching. My God's still working when I'm broken, hurting, when I'm still searching. My God's still working when I'm stranded, reaching. I am believing my God is, he's working on me. Still changing me piece by piece. Still making me better, gonna do his thing. Don't care how long it takes. Still all I know is, I don't care if it's a little cliche to say that I'm a sinner saved by grace, cause I need more. Working on me still. He's working on me still.
I'm at war with my humanity, trying to reclaim my sanity. Nothing in my veins but vanity. Same old, you told me it's your battle, God, so I need you to fight. Cause if I'm gonna live, then there's some things I need to die. My ego, my pride, my grip on my life. Throw it all into the fire and leave no survivors. My sympathies, tell the old me I'm not listening. He can call, but I'm not listening to the same old, same old. My ego, my pride, my grip on my life. Throw it all into the fire and leave no survivors. To get me closer to the light. Somebody tell my enemies there's nowhere left to hide. You told me it's your battle, God, so I need you to fight. As if I'm gonna live, then there's some things I need to die.
Aren't coming out the way they used to. Did I lose my faith? God, do I still trust you? I try to worship, but when I lift my hands, it all just feels so empty. Is it the heavy of the world, or is it just me? Though I've sung a thousand times, you're perfect and you'll never leave my side. Can I be honest? I just wanna know that you still got this. When all I'm holding on to is a promise, and God, you promise that you'll never leave. I've heard stories of you showing up when it was least expected. Every time you prove your timing's always perfect.